This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ricky Bobby, today's big winner. A heck of a win for you today, but it seems as if you either win or crash the car trying to win.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase is trademarked, not to use it as a tradition to Ricky Bobby.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Well spoken for white guys. Don and Mike.
Move yourself.
Right. You always leave. Let me see. You got Ron Jeremy on the phone, Robbie? Is he parked? I see. Okay.
You got him?
Let's welcome now back to the Don and Mike Show. Ron Jeremy. Hi, Ron.
Ron.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, sorry we were late getting to you, Ron.
No, don't worry about it. No problem.
Let me see.
You guys are worth waiting for.
Thank you, Ron Jeremy.
Let's see. for goodness sakes, without...
Man, I'm just going through the filmography. Not your average filmography.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of weird. You know what's weird is on the IMDb, they mix adult and mainstream. I hate that.
How much mainstream have you done?
Like About 70 regular movies.
About 70 regular, where you're just a cameo. Now, are most of those...
No, some are pretty big parts. I mean, I have two cult films that are huge in colleges. One's called Orgasmo from the South Park guys. They did that.
Okay.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone. The other one's called Boondock Saints, which is with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, really?
After 5 years of being released, 20th Century Fox picked it up and re-released it.
Right.
So it's huge. It's a big college film.
I'm looking at some of my favorites. I guess that my favorites would be The Screw My Wife.
Oh, yeah.
Screw My Wife,
Please 13. Funny adult titles, yeah.
I also got
two films at Sundance right now.
Wow.
I'm pretty
you
excited.
Do?
One's called Finishing the Game. One's called Homo Erectus with Dave Carradine and Tom Arnold. And I have a pretty good part in that one. So
you're not doing any...
still doing adult. Yeah, still,
still
do porn
doing adult.
What's the most recent porn?
With a
you
company
did?
Called Metro. I worked with one company, Metro, for porn.
Now, are you in front of the screen now or behind?
Yeah, both. I do occasional directing, occasional, but not that much. Like every couple of months, maybe I'll do one job. Maybe either do a scene because the girl's awfully cute.
When did the world of porn go from, you know, something that it really, you know, we all knew it, we all liked it, we didn't talk about it that much in public, to now you can be on an A-list for parties in Hollywood, you know, by being a porn star, you can be...
with the advent of... because the technology helped all that.
Okay.
But with the advent of... first it was video, then it was DVD, then it was CD-ROM, then it was computerized CDs, then now it's internet, now it's VOD, video on demand, because now we're in your bedroom.
I think
we're like soap operas. We're right there in your house. You can see us anywhere.
A lot of guys around who maybe aren't familiar with your full body of work, no pun intended.
Right.
Well done.
Late to the party, and they see you like on VH1 or something like that, and they go, well, like for instance, my son's in his early 20s, so he's into porno, like all big people are, but maybe he's watching this, and they go, who is this guy? This guy who kind of looks like...
A Mario brother.
Yeah.
Mario brother. That's perfect, Ron.
And then the only way to describe you to someone is say, well, yeah, he is kind of like that, but, and without sounding gay, his schlong is incredible.
Well, I'd say it's big. That's all.
Well,
John Holmes had me beat by an inch or two.
But isn't yours the most famous schlong in the world?
At this point, I think it is, but it's not the biggest.
Well,
but I'll take that credit.
But in your day, I mean, really in your prime.
Yeah, other than John Holmes, I was the guy.
I mean, you were the guy. And it was back before, you know, you could do anything about that. You know, you didn't have any of the augmentation
before
or anything.
Before the growth
right.
hormones.
And,
and
here's a question.
Never taken any of that stuff.
Yeah, pardon my slightly gay question here. Not that there's anything wrong with that. My question would be, of those guys you see that make us all, well, some of us at least, feel inadequate, do any of those guys, like, do things to enhance?
Well, a lot of them will occasionally either shoot Cabergette, you know, prostaglandin, or they'll sometimes maybe Viagra or Vigorex or Extend, some of those pills that, you know, give you that extra morning wood, you know?
But nothing really as
there
far
is
as...
There is some, not only one guy in the business I know of named Rambone, and John Bobbitt himself. Remember John Bobbitt?
Yeah, sure, John Bobbitt, sure.
These guys
from
went
Virginia.
To a Dr. Rosenstein in Culver City. And in certain parts of America, they actually do this operation. They do elongate it a little bit.
Does it work? Because you don't
hear much about it. Well, here's what's funny. The elongating works a little bit because there's a ligament that's in your, that's inside you that can be stretched a little bit. You can add an inch sometimes.
Yeah.
However, when they've tried to make it thicker, that's when they're taking skin off other part of the body.
Sure.
Those have often been a problem. I've seen people have problems with that operation.
Wow.
Elongating seems to work.
I'm glad you
thicker
know
does not. And frankly, I think the whole thing is that they should. I totally endorse not doing any of that.
Have you, you've
you know, because girls don't care as much as people think they do.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
I mean, most guys who are more upset about being bigger, smaller, you know, if you really talk to a lot of the women out there, you know, there are some who you might call size queens who might get a kick out of it. But if a vast majority of girls, if you're good and you enjoy what you're doing and you're good in bed, you're a good lover and use your face properly and stuff, they're just as happy.
Would you terrify certain women, even in porn? Would certain women look at you?
No, but I might not get a certain entrance they might be afraid of sometimes.
Would you? Have you ever?
Hey, I did that good for radio.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very radio savvy.
One of my favorite genres of porno is handies. I like
What do you call them?
Handies. There's a thing called H jobs across America.
Handies.
Yeah. Now, have you? This is going to again sound just as gay as can be.
What are you going to ask him? I'm fascinated by. I'm just waiting for your question.
Have you ever?
Me too.
Have you ever been in a handy film?
No, I really don't like that so much. That's not my biggest thrill. Just to do that, it's like, oh god.
No, you don't do it. Some chick does it.
Yeah, I know, but who cares, Jesus?
Yeah, but, you know, 17.
I look a little more nooky than that.
How can it be that you've done Sleep With My Wife, Please, I'm an Alien, Please.
He doesn't like that particular
fetish. Those titles are often more creative than the movie.
True. 1,700. Does it
get... I'm talking about the 1,800 now, I think.
Does it get to a point where it just, you know, hey, big deal.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Let me say this simply. Heck no. It's still fun. You know, like, you ask an average rock star, rap star, TV star, these guys go on the road like I do, and meeting all these beautiful girls at every concert. We're kind of dogs. We don't get tired of it, really. We still enjoy it. It's what Masters and Johnson would call recreational sex.
How about this?
Now, whereas the women who are in the sex business, either brothels like the Bunny Ranch in the Nevada, or adult film actresses, they sometimes get a little bit jaded. Not always. Sometimes they like a very big sex life, too. But the recreational sex, they like kind of getting that on the job. So you'll often hear a girl who's an escort say it's either love or money. At this point, either I want to really have a relationship with a guy or get a paycheck.
Can you tell me?
You don't see men get jaded. Men are still dogs.
Can you tell me about the film She's Got Milk?
I can't remember. I mean, obviously, probably was a woman who was lactating, I guess.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, with 1800, it's hard to think back. Certain ones I remember that had, like, interesting stories, or maybe I shot it in Hawaii. But often, it's hard to remember.
Of all the women in porn, who's the most difficult? Who was one that, and be honest with us, too.
I like them all.
Come on, you didn't like them all.
Well, so the only ones that are tougher are the ones like the heavier ones and some of the older ones. Like there's a series called Sugar Mommies or 87 and Still Banging. we had to work with an older woman or some of those that call the full-figured woman video. Those are a little more difficult. But the girls are very nice.
What is the
those
age?
Girls are difficult. They're nice.
What's the age of the oldest woman you've done it with in a film?
I don't want to say because you'll laugh at me.
Please do. Please. We need to know.
Do I have to?
Yes,
please.
87.
You did it with an 87.
You're laughing.
Yes,
you little bastard.
We're laughing out of joy, out of pure joy.
I had set up a situation called karma. Because now when I'm 87, a girl in her 40s will do me.
Right.
It was very socially redeeming. I actually, believe it or not, it may be one of the most socially redeeming films I ever did in my whole life. So I wanted to prove that you're never too old to have a good time.
Right.
A lot of women in their 60s, 70s stop having sex.
Did you take one of those blue pills when you did that?
No, but it was a lot of effort. I had to do the grip. You know what's funny? When you get to squeeze the base and make like a, you know, like you have one. You know what's funny? I'll tell you what's funny is that one of the greatest lines.
Oh, stop deleting him out, for goodness sake. They're hitting the button on that.
All right, hold on.
You okay?
You're right. This could be Ron Jeremy's last moment here.
That was me coughing. I'm trying to laugh. I'm laughing too hard.
All right.
I said to Rosie, who was the lady in the movie, you know, I said, Rosie, how'd you get into this business? So I ran ads in the paper because I couldn't find men my age to keep an erection. I said, at 87, Rosie, most men your age have been dead for 10 years.
Why do you, the great Ron Jeremy, give me a second to clear your throat. Why do you, the great Ron Jeremy, while you have your VH1 show?
Because I clear my throat so nicely on radio.
You got your movie, you've got hot sauce. Why do you have a MySpace page?
Let me just plug it if I can. MySpace.com/RonJeremy. And I only have it to give my whereabouts. There's also RonJeremy.com, but the guy who has that gives out free DVDs, so you can get that. But the reason why I have that MySpace is because people know where I'm going to be for the next 3 months.
Well, your book that you see.
That's the only reason why it's great to have that. Plus, there's celebrity pictures. There's fun videos of me and Steve-O from Jackass. And there's a lot of fun celebrity stuff on there and blogs. They can see different trailers of horror movies. So it's like a real big informational site. And it's also a where I'm going to be site. So people from little cities and towns, they come out and see me, whether it's a video store appearance or it's a nightclub I'm going to perform at, you know.
Hey, what do you do at a nightclub, Ron?
Yeah, I host. So Mike Esterman, the agent to the celebrities, he books me at these clubs around the country where I will either do a rave, I'll introduce a band, I've even introduced Paul Oakenfold at one occasion. I'll introduce big bands, like I've introduced Kid Rock, Korn, Hinder. Two nights ago, I introduced John Popper from Blues Traveler.
So you get around.
In fact, he gave me a present. This is it. That.
Wow.
And I actually play that. I actually learned how to play a song on there. And so I introduced them in Cerritos, and I introduced them in Agora. Faced 1,000 people and said, hi, I'm Jeremy. I even played the piano.
Well, play something.
Please
play.
Welcome.
What?
Play something on the harp.
Play something with that.
Okay, I'll do old Susanna.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Playing Oh Susanna, only on this show.
Yeah.
Bravo!
No, there you funny. Go. You're using your really face good. Properly.
I play really good violin and piano. There I play really good. In fact, when I introduced John Popper, I got on the piano first. Do you like him, Blues Traveler?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they had the longest running song called Hook. I think it was Hook. In Billboard history, they have the world's record for the longest running song on Billboard.
That's incredible. Now, your book coming out, I was curious as to what angle you were going to take in this book. Is this going to be kind of a tell-all behind-the-scenes porn book?
Kind of, yeah, kind of.
We've had a lot of people in the business on this show. And really, I think of that one guy we had, Don, that produced the movies and said, they're all garbage cans. It's a tough business. It's cake. And we've heard it can be kind of a nasty business. Is there going to be any of that in your book where you're going to...
There's some really fun celebrity stories in there.
Right.
Like some of the reviewers already said, I've gotten good reviews, and it said he's a big name dropper, which I am. But it makes it more interesting. People want to hear experiences with celebrities. Like, when Sam Kinison and I are discussing religion, and he flips a car upside down on me.
Yeah.
And there's a whole story about how we both escaped dying. And then later on, he died in a car crash years later. I mean, it's some really interesting stuff.
Who, far as male celebrities that you've come in contact with, and I know there are many.
There's too many to mention.
Well, let me ask this question. Who would be the most fascinated with you? What male celebrity?
What I'm going to say is this.
Like,
I discussed a lot of celebrities.
With him.
And a lot of the conversations are sexual, some of them. But I didn't do it in a way that's going to piss anybody off because I didn't out anybody. Like, whenever I discuss a celebrity, being on my set, like when I mentioned Tommy Lee came to my set, or if I hung out with Charlie Sheen at his home where there's some women running around, I mentioned they were single at the time. I make sure to stress that.
Okay.
No one cheated on a wife or girlfriend.
Charlie Sheen as big as you?
In some cases, even if they were taken, I would never say that.
Hey, Ron, is Charlie Sheen as big as you?
No. Neither is Tommy Lee. Although in a song he wrote, if there's a Methods of Mayhem song that Tommy Lee did called Let's Get Naked, which has Pam Aniston and Lil' Kim in the video, and one of the lyrics is bigger than my Jeremy, he could say that until he's blue in the face.
Or somewhere else.
Let's take a call.
Because he's a rock star. Don't go on to him.
Let's take a call for Ron Jeremy. Here's one of your fans, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Matt.
Matt, are you there?
Hello, Matt.
Matt, I hear you breathing.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, you're on the air, my friend.
Go ahead. You're on with Ron Jeremy.
Radio gods. Ron Jeremy, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Same here.
I had a question. I saw a movie back in probably 97, 98, in which you and another woman were involved with a third girl that happened to have both body parts down there.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, a hermaphrodite?
She was a hermaphrodite?
That's funny.
Yes. Do you remember that?
I think so. It was for a company called Leisure Time. And the funny thing is, it was fake. I hate to say it.
Oh, they were fake.
Virtually there's never been a real hermaphrodite in a porn film. Because most hermaphrodites don't really have large ones up there. and they have trouble lifting them. You know, they have trouble getting erections. The only one you can see the real hermaphrodite in an R-rated movie that Fellini did called Satyricon. Fellini's Satyricon. And see, those things really look like. They're bizarre looking, you know?
Really?
There are girls in porn who have a very large, you know, clitoris.
Right. Uh-huh.
And a Vanessa Del Rio is one of them. And, you know, but that's not the same thing, you know?
No.
So that was a fake.
What's Vanessa Del Rio?
I think it was called Dane's Brothel was the name of that movie, and it was fake.
What's Vanessa Del Rio doing these days?
She was doing some competition bodybuilding. She has a book coming out, too.
Wow.
And she's just she's doing stuff in New York.
Okay. Ron, last thing. We don't have time, but I'll mention Ron Jeremy's hot sauce also at www.sauce.com.
That's delicious, by the way.
SauceToYou.com.
They're having restaurants in California now using that. At SauceToYou.com.
Take another call for Ron Jeremy. Hello, Jason.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I got a quick question. What's the best advice, like, to last?
To last a long time?
Yeah, okay.
He needs to last a long time?
Yeah, sure. Right.
That's
a very
good question.
Longer than a minute.
That's a very good question. Now, usually when in the movies, we think of things in our minds to take us off the, like something really maybe disgusting to think about, take our attention away from the beautiful girl, or I'll look at the cameraman's head, I'll look at a wallpaper, I'll look at the light switch, so I just get desensitized, because when you get to that stage called a whoa, whoa, whoa stage, you know, you're ready to explode.
Yeah.
But in real life, you don't have that burden of having to keep on moving. You can just simply take things out, watch TV, have a sandwich, or use other parts of your body, face, hands. So the girl will say, like, wow, I'm like a three-wing circus.
Ginger Lynn said to us when we had her on the show one time that the most important thing for men in the business is on cue to be able to...
That's correct.
So all the guys in porn can do that, huh?
Well, I could do a countdown, which I've done on a lot of my movies. You see my documentary, they go 9, 8, 7, 6. But the thing is, the hardest thing for a guy to do is to be able to get a lift off and perform and eventually let it go on camera, of course. But now with Viagra, it's a lot easier for guys to do it. You know, and a lot of new guys are getting into the business who normally would not have been able to get in. I mean, if you look how it was the last 20 years, you see a lot of the same guys.
Yeah,
right. Me, Peter North, Randy West, Tom Byron, Rocco. But now you're going to see a lot of new guys because only certain guys could do it. Back in the old days, when a guy comes to a set and goes, oh, I'll have no problem, watch this. 9 times out of 10, boing, no good.
No good.
You know, it's not that easy to do.
One more call for Ron.
But now with Viagra and all these other pills, a lot of guys are taking it, and they're just there. Pop, there it is. You know.
Very good.
Let's take one more call for Ron. We got a break. Dana.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to know if Ron's coming to town anytime soon, Baltimore, Washington area.
You'll be here in D.C. D.C. area anytime soon, Ron?
I am, but again, I don't even know until I look at my own calendar. If you look at myspace.com/RonJeremy, got the entire calendar in there for the next few months.
All right, Ron. Hey, we gotta fly. Thank you for waiting for us. And
hey guys, thank you.
Good luck with VH1 and your hot sauce.
Yeah, I just mentioned it's on Sundays, VH1 Sunday nights, the new Surreal Life Fame Games. It's gonna be a blast. It gets more nasty as weeks go by because it's a competition, you know.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you soon. Look for you on MySpace.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ron. Jeremy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye bye. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, he.
Very nice.
Ooh, king of porno.
The Hedgehog.
I found out something fascinating about him on his website. He's notoriously frugal. So if you ever see him in an airport, his luggage is usually trash bags.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Shopping bags and trash bags.
Had a nasty cough.
He did. I don't know where he would have picked that up. Perhaps from Annie Sprinkle.
I don't know.
Wow. Just looking Are you going through the movies?
Yeah.
Any you'll pick up tonight?
I've got about 10 favorites.
Over
already.
50 and still beautiful.
I like Booty Duty 5.
Allie McPheel. More than a handful. Charlie's Devils. Finger licking good, still insatiable. Nymphomercials. Lone greasers.
Rob, can I say this?
Sluts, butts, and housewives.
Yes.
Anal Jeopardy.
How about this one? Big teat anal. Blow it out your BJ fantasies.
How about Jiggly Queens 3?
Not as good as 2.
This little piggy went to porno.
American Tushy.
BJ Adventures of Dr. Fellatio 2.
In Your Face 4.
Weeds Gang Bang 6.
Pool Party at Seymour's 1 and 2.
Black Cherry Coeds 3.
Crimson Thighs.
She Has Skills.
Bondage Queen Kate.
Hey.
Gluteus to the Maximus.
Assmasters 5.
Tromeo and Juliet. I don't get that one. Yin Yang Oriental Love Bang.
Anal Al's Adventures.
Hold on. Goddamn.
Dramas, comedies, musicals.
Older Woman Sperm Bank 5.
That's the one.
American Tushy. In Your Face.
The Love Story.
Another White Trash Whore. Golden Bush. Fresh Meat. Crimson Thighs. Bondage Queen. Stuff Your Face. Stuff Your Face Again.
1800 films. Put It in Reverse 3.
That's an adventure.
Ass Masters 5.
Sluts, Butts, and Housewives.
Anal Al's Adventures. Cyber Anal.
And then this one, just simple one. Fresno Smooth.
Says so much.
Who knows what that would be about.
Say no more.
Ron Jeremy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.